Would you bow with me as we, in a moment of silence, simply lift our hearts, open our minds to what God would say to us today? Let's pray. Amen. So this is the week that we sent 8 from our community up into the Boundary Waters. A couple of scoutmasters and half a dozen boys, teenage boys, who are out on the big waters canoeing for the first time. Oh my gosh, what an amazing experience. Now, these are Boy Scouts. This is not just any youth group. These are trained Boy Scouts. And so here's what I know. This is not their first rodeo. That they have been trained, many of them with the canoeing merit badge, they have been trained about how to get into that boat, how to get out of that boat in normal circumstances. They have been learned how to propel the boat. They've learned how to control the boat. They have learned and learned and learned. And they have learned about what it means to get thrown out of the boat. You have to be prepared for that. What happens when getting out of the boat is not a planned exercise? What happened when that wind and that wave catch you broadside and flip you right over? What happens? Are you prepared to go into the water fully dressed? Are you prepared to figure out how to get that canoe right side up again? Are you ready? This is where I want to take us today. My dear Christians, when you are in the boat that we call life, we know how to get into the boat. We know how to get out of the boat in normal circumstances. We know what it means to propel the boat in normal circumstances. We know. But then there come moments many of us are in right now when our canoe just got capsized. Or we can see the wave coming and we know that this is going to happen. What does it mean? Let me teach you today about what it means to get out of the boat, sometimes when you're thrown out of the boat. But intentionally, we are ready when we have to get out of that boat. Now, in order to do this, I want to focus on the two scriptures that you have heard today. One from the book of Romans, written by Paul, just a short series of sentences, and the other, the story of Peter getting out of the boat in the middle of a storm. Paul wrote to the people of Rome. This is interesting because the book of Romans is the last book, the last letter that he wrote. He wrote it from prison. He was in prison over in Ephesus. He knew what it was like to have your boat capsized. He knew what it was like to get thrown into the water. He had never met the people in Rome. He was simply lifting up to them this incredibly beautiful wording that was encouraging to them. And in the 10th chapter, starting right around the 13th verse, Paul said this. This is my version. How can people be saved by God unless they call on God? How can people call on God unless they believe? How can they believe unless they hear? How can they hear unless it has been spoken? And how can it be spoken unless someone has been sent? These are the words for us. In these times inside of our society, when it is so difficult to figure things out, when our economy is just chaos, when COVID is all around us, here in Spearfish, this is the week that we are surrounded by the Sturgis rally. And so we have 250,000 new friends who are in our area on Harley Davidsons. And it's just this nutso time. Do you feel that you've been called? I believe that God calls every one of us. Now, sometimes God calls us into huge ministries that are out there and years away, and sometimes God calls us into the ministry of this moment, the tiniest little thing, the tiniest piece of kindness, the tiniest act of compassion. God calls us to all of this, big and small. But what that means is that we cannot just wait for it to come to us. Oh, it does, but there's so much more. There's so much more that we are called to go out. What happens when you have to get out of the boat? What happens when you are thrown into the storm? This is normal. And Jesus said, look, or Paul rather said, look, people need to be saved by God. How can they be saved unless they call? How can they call unless they believe? How can they believe unless they hear? How can they hear unless it's spoken? How can it be spoken unless someone is sent? Are you ready? God is sending you if you are open and ready to be sent, if you know what to do when you get out of the boat. All right. In order to pursue this, then we have to explore the story of Peter. Let me set this up. Just before this, in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus had been on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. It had been a really, really hard week for him. He had just received word that his cousin, John, we know him as John the Baptist, had been arrested and executed in prison. In his grief, he went down to the seashore. And there the people followed him on foot, knowing that he was there. And scripture says there were 5,000 people, 5,000 men, plus women and children. This was a huge crowd. Jesus spent that day moving in, moving out of them, talking with them, healing people, simply being present and being the person that God had created him to be. And later that afternoon, as it was getting late, Peter said, okay, now, or Jesus said, now we're going to feed everybody. And Jesus broke the bread and multiplied the fish, and they fed everyone with leftovers. Jesus was exhausted, not just physically, mentally, spiritually. And so here's what happened then. He said to the disciples, I want you to get into the boat and I want you to go across, meaning to the place where there aren't any people, and wait for me. I'm going to go pray in the hills. And so Jesus took time alone to simply go up and pray. The disciples were not out on the Sea of Galilee very long when the wind came up. The Sea of Galilee is down in a bowl. It functions in many ways like a wind funnel. And when the wind comes up, it can come up very, very quickly and very powerfully. Many of these disciples were seasoned fishermen. They knew about this. And when that storm came up, they were scared. And night set, and you can imagine them with that sail tacking against that wind, against that headwind, going to the left and going to the right and going to the left, trying to make headway, trying to reach that other shore. They were exhausted and they were terrified. And somehow, some way in the middle of that, Jesus came to them over the water. Now, one of the things that I think, on the Sea of Galilee, you can have that wind come up, but not necessarily have cloud cover. It didn't say it was raining specifically, it was wind. What would have happened if there was a moon that night? And when Jesus came walking over the water, they would have seen him. Ah, it's a ghost, they said. Jesus said, no, it's just me. And Peter, here's the part of the story that is so powerful. Peter called out to Jesus. In the version of the Bible, it says, and Peter said to Jesus, no, in wind and waves. And Peter hollered at Jesus, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you. And Jesus hollered back, come on. So Peter got out of the boat. Oh my gosh, what was he thinking? I always guess he wasn't thinking. He just went. If his rabbi could do it, he could do it. And so he got out and he started walking. This is the part I love. He didn't get out and sink. He got out and walked on the water. But it was only when he took his eyes off Jesus and began to focus on the storm around him that he began to sink. Help me, Lord. And he threw up his arm, and Jesus reached down and pulled him up. And they got into the boat, and the storm ceased. All right. That story is a fantastic instruction manual for what to do when we are the ones who are getting thrown out of our boat, when we have had to get out of the boat and are surrounded by the storm. Now, in order to give these lessons, I want to introduce you to one of the pastors who was just this gentle giant in my life. His name was Daryl Leach. One of the things that is so fun, I found out a while ago, is that Daryl actually began his ministry here in the Spearfish Church, in this sanctuary. And it was way, way back when he was a young buck in college, barely out of his teenage years. And he came for a summer internship in 1961. Almost 60 years ago. That is amazing to me. By the time I met Daryl, early in my, I was in high school, I was in college, and then early in my ministry, and I got to work with him. And he was just this giant who was a youth worker and then a pulpit pastor. But when I entered ministry, and when I entered my second parish, I would have been in my very, very early 30s, Daryl came down with cancer. And fight it as he would, there was no winning this battle. And I was involved in a monthly Bible study, a prayer group of pastors. There were four of us that got together. And as Daryl became weaker, we would simply go to his house all the time. And I learned so much of this. So I want to use Daryl Leach as my example in how this works. Daryl was thrown out of the boat, and he had to learn what it meant to live life in a new way. So here are some of the lessons that I want you to intentionally know. You're going to get thrown out of the boat. You're going to have to get out of the boat. And it can be a really scary place out in the storm sometimes. So I want you to know this. First of all, when we are talking about moving and being and helping people, whether it is ourselves or someone else that is out there, our extended family, friends far away and near, our neighbors, our church members, whoever it is, we are called. How will they, how will you be saved unless you call? How can you call unless you believe? How can you believe unless you hear? How can you hear unless it's spoken? How can it be spoken unless someone is sent? You are being sent out of the boat. The first thing is this: you have got to move past your fear, even if it is into the unknown. This is what Peter did. Peter knew better. In his head, he knew better than to get out of the boat in the middle of a storm. But that wasn't his focus. If his rabbi could do it, he could do it. And so Peter simply got out of the boat, past his fear. Now, when I was first with Daryl, and in that Bible study and prayer group that we had together, he spoke about this diagnosis of cancer and what they were doing. And of course, everyone who has heard this diagnosis in their own life or in the life of those they love, it's terrifying. But Daryl knew that he could not remain in his fear. He had to move out and past it because the fear was only going to drag him down. And he knew that he was going to have to learn. He had to learn all kinds of new things. He had to learn what surgery was about and radiation was about and chemo was about. He had to learn what living this life was about. Move past your fear, even when it is into the unknown. But now, my friends, the second thing is this. When we have stepped out of our boat into the storm, you have to keep your focus on Jesus, not on the storm. Keep your focus on Jesus, not on the storm. Peter, when he climbed out of the boat, had his eyes in one place and one place only, and it was on Christ coming across the water. Well, when's the last time you saw somebody walking on the water? That would have been pretty easy to do until he was distracted by the storm around him. In all of the times that we would get together with Daryl, one of the things that always amazed me was that in him was this radiant joy. There was no fear. The time, early in the process, he was hoping that he could beat it. And then later in the process, he knew he was dying. He knew that this is what would kill him. And his reaction? Radiant joy. Graciousness, kindness, compassion to others, not focused on himself. Why? One reason. His eyes were kept on Christ. That was his focus. Not on the storm around him. All right, now what are the storms in your life? What are you working through? Where is your focus? Where is your focus? Now the third thing that I want you to know is this. When you have been forced to get out of the boat, don't let your fear tell you what you can and cannot do. What amazes me when we talk about Peter getting out of the boat and Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and looked at the storm and then he sank. And to say, whoa, Peter, you were already walking. You already knew you could do this. Why? What was it that Peter doubted? It wasn't that he doubted Jesus. Peter doubted himself because he let the fear tell him what he could and could not do. He was walking on the water, but his head said, no, can I remind you? People can't walk on water. Peter let his fear tell him what he could and could not do. As I was moving and living with Daryl, as we would get together each month, one of the things that was incredible was that Daryl started doing things that he never thought that he could do. Early in the process, there were things that he would go out and do with family and friends, and that he had the physical strength and capability, that he just wanted to go see this, and he wanted to go see that, and he wanted to travel here and there. But then later, as his strength decreased, he wasn't able to do that. His focus changed. His focus changed into reading and learning and growing, not just learning about his cancer, but learning about forgiveness and learning about faith. And it was incredible the breakthroughs that he was having mentally, emotionally, spiritually, going places where he had never been before. It was an amazing thing to watch him because he wasn't allowing his fear to take control. He was not allowing his fear to tell him what he could and could not do. And you have to remember, what that also says is he was not allowing the people around him to tell him what he could and could not do. There were things that he wanted to tackle inside of his life, and he did. All right, the next thing I want to tell you is this. When, not if, when your time comes to be out of the boat and you find yourself sinking, remember always that you are not alone. When Peter got out of the boat, he absolutely was not alone. There were 11 back in the boat that he had just left, and there was Jesus standing right in front of him. He was not alone. But the thing of it is that when you're sinking, when you're panicking, when life is just crushing you, oh my gosh, it feels overwhelming. Daryl knew very, very well that he could not do what he was doing alone. Family and friends and church, co-workers, other pastors, so many people loved and surrounded him in his openness, as he wasn't hiding his condition from anyone. As we would go visit him and we would say, "Daryl, how are you?" And he would lift his t-shirt and he said, "Well, this one's bigger this month, but I think that one might be a little bit smaller." And he simply was open and shared because he knew the importance that he was not alone. Oh, my friends, no matter what is happening inside of your life, I want you to know you are not alone. It may feel like you are at times, but you are not. You are surrounded by family, by friends, by church, by faith. There are so many around. If, here's my last point. If you will only reach out and take the strong arm that is offered you. And Peter was going down. "Lord, save me." And Jesus reached down and with that strong arm pulled him up. That strong arm is waiting for you. That strong arm of Christ is there and present now. What's going on inside of your life? For some of you, it's a terrifying time. For some of you, it's an irritating time. For some of you, it's an aggravating time. For some of us, it's just a normal time and is overwhelming anyway. There is always the strong arm of God that is there ready and waiting in the power, the presence, the care, and compassion of Christ to reach down that says, "Grab on, take hold, come on." This is what I want you to know. This is what I want you to know. When you are out of the boat, how are people, yourself and others, how are they going to be saved unless they call? How can they call unless they believe? How can they believe unless they hear? How can they hear unless it's spoken, unless you speak it? And how can it be spoken unless someone is sent? You are sent. Move past your fear, even if it's into the unknown. Stay focused on Jesus, not the storm. Don't let your fear tell you what you can and cannot do. When, not if, when you are sinking, remember you are not alone. And reach out and know that God's strong arm is there. My friends, amen and amen. May this be your week. Would you bow with me? Let's pray. Lord, I want to lift up this moment and pray that in this moment that you would give your strength, your peace, your compassion, your healing, your push, your prod, your pull. Because, Lord, sometimes we need to be pushed out of the boat, and sometimes we need to be pulled onto the water. But when we do, Lord, be there walking with us. Strengthen our faith and enable us to simply live in the week that you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my friends, may this be a good week as you get out of the boat. Amen.